Welcome to Colorectal Cancer Update for Surgeons. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. The management of cancer of the rectum has shifted towards the use of preoperative chemoradiation therapy, and I met with Dr. Bruce Minsky for an update of new research strategies in this field. And Dr. Minsky began our conversation by commenting on the initial evaluation and staging of these patients.
Many of the traditional approaches which have been used, which include physical exam, which quite frankly, despite all of our wonderful imaging studies, remains probably the most important part, especially for rectal cancer. And nothing beats a proctoscopy and a good rectal exam to identify mobility as well as the distance from the anal verge. Other things which are, of course, done during the workup for colon cancer or rectal cancer include blood tests, liver function tests, CBC, and CEA level, as well as colonoscopy, because there are some people who have synchronous cancers which are detected by that. The use of PET scan at this moment is really investigational and should only be done in a setting of a study or other settings like that.
What's been seen with PET scanning?
PET scan has not been as helpful as in other areas such as lung cancer or esophageal cancer. And what it hasn't done is really been able to identify more patients with metastatic disease that are CT scan negative. For example, in esophageal cancer, 15 to 20% of patients with negative CTs will be positive on PET, and we have not seen that confirmed in the area of colorectal cancer.
What about ultrasound?
Ultrasound is good mostly for the rectum in terms of identifying T stage and end stage. We, in many other institutions, historically have used ultrasound for TNM staging. For T stage, in the best of hands, it's about 90% accurate. In the average hands, it's maybe 50 to 60, the best about 90. For T stage and for end stage, probably even in the best of hands, about 60 to 70%.